the history of our Lord's suffering, the final part. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion who stood opposite him and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw that he cried out like this and saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly and praised God, saying, "Surely this was a righteous man. Truly this was the Son of God." And all the multitude who came together to that sight, seeing the things which were done, beat their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintances and the women who followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Joses and Salome the mother of Zebedee's sons, who followed him when he was in Galilee, ministering to him, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. Therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the bodies should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who saw it bore witness, and his witness is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you may believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, "Not one of his bones shall be broken." And again another scripture says, "They will look on him whom they pierced." And now when evening had come, because it was the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, a prominent council member, a good and just man, who had not consented to their counsel and deed, who himself was waiting for the kingdom of God, for he was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, coming and taking courage, went in to Pilate and asked that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled that he was already dead. And calling the centurion to him, he asked him if he had been dead for some time. And when he found out from the centurion, he commanded the body to be given to him. And Joseph bought fine linen. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came. And he brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus, which had been taken down, and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, which was Joseph's, which was hewn out of the rock, in which no one had ever been laid. So there they laid Jesus, because of the Jews' preparation day, and the Sabbath drew near, for the tomb was nearby. And they rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and Mary the mother of Joses, sitting opposite the tomb. Also other women who had followed Jesus from Galilee, and they observed how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils and rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. Now the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember while he was alive how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night, steal him away, and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way, make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. This is the gospel of the Lord.